AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. This is the last week of summer, unofficially at least, for a lot of us, but the heat isn't going anywhere, and that is increasing the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses, including West Nile.
Right now, in Massachusetts, public health officials declaring 8 communities, including Boston, at high risk for West Nile.
I do have some bug spray if I do notice, and then I'll just zip myself.
Plymouth closing parks and fields at night through September.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. The CDC has confirmed cases in more than 36 states. At Arlington National Cemetery today, there was a wreath-laying ceremony in memory of the 13 service members who were killed when the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan. Former President Trump took part in the ceremony before he hits the campaign trail for a week packed with events in battleground states. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will leave later this week on a multi-state bus tour. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin grocers are pushing back against accusations of price gouging. The Wisconsin Grocers Association has written an open letter saying local stores operate with razor-thin profit margins. Republicans are urging Donald Trump to stop personally attacking Kamala Harris and strike a new tone. Strategist Bill McCaution on WISN-TV's Upfront.
He needs to bring them back with a little bit of humor, a little more humility, and focus on the issues.
Kamala Harris advisor David Plouffe tells the program that Democrats have new momentum that will open up their strategy.
She'll have the financial resources and the people resources while you're throwing everything you can in a Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. And I mean everything.
The election is 70 days away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Please be careful anytime you're outside today. We're not just talking miserable hot, we're talking dangerous hot outside. With the humidity, it could feel like it's 110 degrees out there. If you're looking for a place to cool off, unfortunately, lots of public pools are closed for the season. Madison's Goodman Pool had to close early, and Mazomanie and Cross Plains have closed their pools, too. Just unfortunate timing when this is the first excessive heat warning we've had in all of 2024. Some splash pads are open, though, and most Madison beaches are open, and the water is safe. And a lease should soon be finished for Park Street to finally get a new grocery store. Officials started planning for a store 8 years ago when they anticipated the nearby Pick and Save would close. Neighbors wanted to prevent a food desert there. But figuring out the lease for the Park Cedar Apartments has been a long process, according to reporting from the Isthmus. The owner of the new urban market hopes to move in after signing the lease, start renovations, and open the store by next summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close. And, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mindset, you know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University joins us about the new school year, and we talk about the benefits of reading, libraries, and what is on Calvin's reading list. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomerins, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program. It is Monday, August 26, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here at the World Headquarters, where it is sunny and hot. Real hot. Dang hot. Do a little crotch pot cooking hot.
Boy, am I glad my car has working air conditioning now.
Yes. That's a line from Good Morning Vietnam, Robert Williams. Great movie, by the way. Yes, I'm glad you got air conditioning now, Mrs. Zomers, or you would melt. It is a warm day in all seriousness. Remember to check on those who do not have air condition. There are cooling centers in a lot of the communities across the state. Check those out. Dehydrate, as one of my friends likes to say, hydrate or dehydrate. Make sure you drink your water and plenty of liquids today, because it is dangerously hot, as forecaster Brittany Merlot had to say there. We are going to get to some Milwaukee Brewers tickets, a giveaway for the game tomorrow night in just a minute. Also, going to be talking about Democratic National Committee, some interesting ways to get their message out, and where do you get your news from? TV, radio, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok? Be asking that a little while. Also, if we can have time, we have some cuts over the weekend. Lara Trump, and J.D. Vance. All that and more, plus your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. But last hour, I want to just clean this up because Eric's been waiting a long time. Last hour, we were talking about this story from channel3000.com here in Madison. Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Great community just southwest of Wisconsin Dells in Sauk County. Being reported today that 9 members of the varsity football team have been charged with disorderly conduct after harassing an Amish family in the community, apparently allegedly used firecrackers, fireworks, and other things to go there at night, kind of scare them, harass them specifically because they were Amish in some sort of a hazing ritual. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Eric, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Eric from Tosa. Thanks for joining us, Eric. What say you?
Yeah, hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say that in listening to the story, there's a couple things. You know, there's an old phrase that says, you know, the best thing the devil ever did is convince people that they never existed. And I feel this in these news reporting things, and this isn't just you, believe me. But in talking about this, we constantly talk about the Amish victims, but we never talk about the, I'll bet my bottom dollar, white perpetrators. And it's never in news. There's never something about the quote-unquote identity of white folks is never mentioned in news stories. It's always like the other is mentioned.
Right.
But I actually called, specifically I called, because I was thinking that especially in light of what happened in Baraboo a few months ago during that graduation where the white girl's father stepped in and stopped her from shaking the hand of the superintendent at the time because he was a black man, that I believe that the parents of these kids, because they're still all, I assume, under their parents' watch, should also be involved in this and maybe go to some sort of, you know, sensitivity training with their children and or make a public apology with their children and make it something. If you're looking to heal, these kids are going to fluff it off. They're kids. They're going to grow and they're going to evolve, and whether it works or not with them. But they're learning this stuff somewhere, and I believe that the parents have a little bit more culpability than what is, you know, being discussed here in this situation. That's it. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Hey, really appreciate it, Eric. Thank you so much. No, I agree. I agree. The parents need to be held more accountable. Not every parent. I mean, there are great parents who, for whatever reason or another, their kids don't turn out so great. There are parents who don't do such a great job parenting, and their kids turn out wonderful. So it's not always analogous or connected. But yes, I absolutely believe that parents should be more involved in their kids' lives, and particularly if that kid is a minor, the parents should be held more accountable. Robin listening on WMDX here in Madison on the text line. Remember, by the way, you can text us by simply downloading the Civic Media app. Do it today on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, Civic Media, little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. Won't cost you a dime. Gratis. Cero, as they say in Spanish. It's what Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Off the app, WMDX Robin says, quote, remember that the Reedsburg School District is directly next to the Baraboo School District. Baraboo is famous for the white father pushing the African-American superintendent out of the way, just as our former caller said there, so he couldn't shake the hand of his daughter's hand at the graduation in May. It's also famous for the 2019 photo of dozens of high school boys doing the Nazi salute. Unquote. She's right. They're right. And I'm not, look, this is a part of the state. It's just east of Richland Center. I know it well. Spent a lot of time in Baraboo and Reedsburg. There are lots of wonderful people in both of those communities. And again, important to add on to this story that there is a movement right now going on in Reedsburg to do a community fundraiser and support event for the Amish family and the Amish community in light of this. So good on the greater Reedsburg community for their response. But the texter is also right about this. We've seen this kind of hate speech action in this part of the state. And it all goes back, for me at least, to having a greater understanding of our neighbors. I don't mean the people that live directly next to us, although that's important. I mean our neighbors as a larger social community at large. It's easy to poke fun at someone and make fun of someone and bully them and hate them when we don't understand them, when we don't know them. It's why I'm such a big believer in exchange programs. I wish that we'd spent less time on screens and devices and more time fishing, walking, hiking, playing board games, going to sporting events, going to forensics events, going to music events, going to baseball games together, and knowing one another. Because I'll tell you what, in 1982, when people had a parade in the streets of Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team that lost the World Series in 7 games, I've been looking at a lot of these photos, and you see black and white and Latino and Asian, men and women, boys and girls, all together cheering for their Milwaukee Brewers. The more we understand each other and celebrate our unity, the better the state. It's what makes Wisconsin great. And this movie coming out in September, September 13th, called Just a Bit Outside. The story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. We had Kelly Call and Sean Harnish on this program. They're fantastic. Hope to get them back on this program. this great movie about the Brewers and the 82 World Series run coming to Marcus Theaters in September. We're going to give you a chance now to win 6 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Milwaukee takes on the San Francisco Giants, 7:10 first pitch. We're going to give away 3 sets of 2 tickets. So if you answer correctly, you get 2 tickets for tomorrow night's game. We'll take the first 3 people who answer it correctly. If you are familiar with this movie, Just a Bit Outside, on their website, justabitoutsidethemovie.com, justabitoutsidethemovie.com, it says of this movie, it says, with participation from the Milwaukee Brewers and featuring interviews with players, ownership, and staff, including Hall of Famers, ... There are 9 people listed total in this paragraph who are in the movie. 9. The first 3 people that answer, give me one of these names. Who is in this movie? Just a Bit Outside, according to justabitoutsidethemovie.com. Give me one of the 9. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. First 3 people who have a correct answer win tickets, 2 tickets to the Brewers game tomorrow night. In the movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, according to the website, justabitoutsidethemovie.com, they list 9 people from that 82 club, players, broadcasters, owners who are in the movie. Give me one of the 9 people. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go first of all to Terry in Cross Plains. Terry, give me one of the people.
Rockin' Robin Yount.
You are correct. Rockin' Robin Yount. So that one is, so stay, don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you in a minute. Give me one of the 9 people. Now 8. You can't use Yount because it's already been used. One of the 8 other people from Just a Bit Outside the Movie who are in it. 855-752-4842. Next caller here. Looks like we have, is it Alina? Let's see here. 1 second. Mr. Zomers is screening the call. So don't hang up because we're taking 3 answers. So don't hang up. Keep calling. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ellie in Deerfield. Ellie, give me one.
Or Eli.
I'm sorry. Eli. Pardon me. I misread that. Eli in Deerfield. Eli, give me one of the names.
Let's say Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers is correct. You are indeed another winner here. So congratulations. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere, Eli. Mr. Zomers will get you your ticket. So stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. One more winner left to go. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Next caller with a correct answer gets 2 more tickets to tomorrow night's game. In the new movie, Just a Bit Outside, give me one more person who is in this movie. John, listening on WMDX in Sun Prairie. John, give me a name.
Bob Uecker?
You are correct. Uecker, you are absolutely correct. Well done. Don't go anywhere. Do not hang up, all right? Stay on the line. Do not hang up. Mr. Zomers will come back and get your call. So I believe Eli has to call back. Is he called back?
He did.
So Terry in Cross Plains, John in Sub Prairie, and Eli. Where was Eli from? Somewhere. He was in Wisconsin. You're all winners. The movie, Just a Bit Outside, comes out September 13th. Do not miss it. Back after this, it's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burrow.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her privates.
Right. Yeah.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. That's the having fun doing it part right there. Three big winners. Congratulations to our winners. Stay on the line. I know a couple of you, we are still getting that information. Mr. Zomer is doing yeoman's work. We'll email you those tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers. By the way, the Brewers play, as we said, big homestand coming up this week. Starting tomorrow, the Brewers taking on the San Francisco Giants. Broadcast here on select Civic Media stations. And as David Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your cities has been selected. It's always fantastic. 6:35 broadcast, 7:10 first pitch. You can hear it on the old hometown in Richland Center, WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 on the AM dial. Here's an interesting, hitherto unknown fact. As my longtime social studies Ken Lewis is fond of saying, hitherto unknown fact, WRCO, I learned over the weekend, the station I started radio in, has been a Milwaukee Brewer baseball affiliate since they began in 1970. One of the founding affiliate stations of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's fantastic. WRCO, which is now WRCE in Richland Center. You can also hear the Brewers on WISS Oshkosh 93.3 FM and the Big 1100. On the AM dial. Also up in beautiful Park Falls, WCQM 98.3 FM. When you're up there, if you're going up this weekend, your last big fling in the Northwoods before Labor Day weekend, or on Labor Day weekend, Park Falls, listen to the Brewers on WCQM. Also WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Those are all the great Civic Media Brewer Network affiliate stations. The Brewers taking on the Giants tomorrow at 6:35. And don't forget the great new movie, just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It premieres on Friday, September 13th in Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin. You could go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com. I don't want to give away the whole enchilada, the whole kit and the caboodle right now. I might give you the kit. I'm not going to give you the caboodle, Mr. Zomers, but here's the deal. We're working on a very exciting little contest coming up here in the next few days because the just a bit outside, it premieres to the general public on Friday, September 13th. Over the weekend, our friend, I can call him a friend now, I hope, Kelly Call, Burlington native, was many years one of the most powerful, still is one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, the president of entertainment at CBS, got an email from him yesterday and invited us to the world premiere, the VIP premiere of this movie on Wednesday, September 11th. And I can tell you, we have procured a couple of tickets to this event.
This is exciting stuff. I am aware of the whole caboodle, and I will say you're going to want to be paying attention for this one.
So I'm not going to give you the kit and the caboodle, but I'll give you the kit. Coming up in the next few days, we're going to start a contest here for you to get involved and an opportunity to win two tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th. And this is the event which is going to have all these guys at it. Robin Yount, Ted Simmons, Paul Molitor, Raleigh Fingers, Bud Selig, and yes, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. You could be in the same theater with all these guys at the world. They're going to have a blue carpet, not a red carpet. They're going to have a blue carpet. You can walk the blue carpet with all these great guys. We're going to give you a chance to win in the coming days. That's the VIP exclusive world premiere of Just A Bit Outside coming up on Wednesday, September 11th.
Yeah, that's super exciting to
and
me.
And that's just the kibit where there's a caboodle that goes along with it. We'll give that to you later on.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to stay tuned and hear about this because this is very cool. Very great opportunity. I'm so happy we get to give these away. Yes. That's going to make somebody so happy.
I'm very excited. Absolutely. Don't forget, talk a little bit about mental health a little bit later. Heat warnings out all over the state, so be aware of that. But first, I want to get to this. The Democratic National Convention was last week. We were there, had a great time. And in a DNC first, all last week, they streamed the entire convention using vertical video. Horizontal, of course, is
what? Landscape?
Yes.
Or
I'm laughing because I have a weird way of remembering things because of the dyslexia. And so when I was a kid, the way I used to remember what's vertical, what's horizontal, you think about, well, a whore lays on her back in a bed.
Oh my gosh.
And that's horizontal. That's the same thing as a bed. So that's what I remember, what horizontal, you know, a whore has to lay on her back.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not making that up. That's what you do when you have dyslexia. You have little tricks like this.
Yeah, I mean, similar stuff with ADHD, but yeah. I can't say I have that particular one.
So vertical is you know, up and down like a pole, all right? So they shot vertical video on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. By broadcasting in a format native to social media, the committee hoped to attract younger viewers who primarily got their news through these apps. Organizers have also credentialed more than 200 social media content creators to this year's convention, offering them dedicated workspace and the opportunity to go live directly from the convention floor. Now, Mr. Zomers, you as a young person may know some of these people. I did not. Several popular TikTokers, like, is it Johnny Palmadesa?
I don't know.
Elizabeth Booker Houston and Jeremy Jacobowitz all were in attendance last week. The convention committee also rolled out the blue carpet, speaking of blue carpets, for surrogates to walk and be interviewed by online creators. Comedian Matt Friend, best known for his Trump impression, was also there on Snapchat's blue carpet at the correspondence thing. Thanks to PBS for putting that together and our crack staff as well. So the question to you all is, where do you get, I'm asking this seriously because I really want to know, where do you get your news from? Your media source. I talked to a friend of mine over the weekend about to turn 24. He said he gets most of his information, news, media, Snapchat. TikTok.
TikTok. That makes more sense.
Yeah. TikTok. And then he says if there's something there, he also has a subscription to the New York Times. So he says, if I see something on TikTok that interests me, then I'll look it up on New York Times. He also, also watches Maddow on MSNBC occasionally. So there is a young person who, again, and again, the vertical format is the format of choice in the social media world rather than the horizontal landscape part of it.
Yeah, because just you're sitting there scrolling through your phone and then a video, so it fills the screen.
So give us a call. Where do you get your news from? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC to make it easy for you. Do you get it from Civic Media? We appreciate that. Do you get it from MSNBC? Fox, CNN, ABC, CBS? Do you get it from PBS? Do you get it from Wisconsin Public Radio? Do you get it from TikTok, Facebook? Where do you get your news from? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Going to come back, play you some cuts over the weekend. Laura Trump, J.D. Vance, your phone calls as more. It is a Todd Allball Show for a Monday, August 26th, right here across the state on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Metnair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Grants from the National Park Service will help maintain some of Wisconsin's historical sites. The Ringling Brothers Circus headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers' Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa will get some of the $25 million. The Inflation Reduction Act is helping homeowners and the environment with tax credits and rebates for people who make their homes more energy efficient. Supporters say there's plenty of versatility.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
Ben Evans is with the U.S. Green Building Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Friends, family, and authorities are still searching for a missing Madison man. The Dane County Sheriff's Office announced 63-year-old Paul Farrell was missing and endangered July 24th. A friend tells WMTV Farrell hasn't been heard from since July 19th. He's a dad, a son, a friend, and loved ones are trying their best to stay positive. His birthday was Saturday. People who love him gathered to share hope and support one another. And plans to redevelop the old downtown Madison area Technical College building have stalled. It's at 33 West Johnson Street, just a block off the Capitol Square, and it's empty. Over the last few years, there have been multiple deals to rehab it into workforce housing, this time into a hotel. All of them have since fallen through. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the developer has now suspended the current plan for the project. Alder Mike Revere, who represents the area, told the State Journal he's disappointed the eyesore will continue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, and this is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fifth Time is a Charm if you're a fan of John Wick. Multiple sources confirm production will start in 2025 on the fifth installment of the action franchise. Playing the lead role of John Wick will be community theater actor Bob Jablonski. Relax, just kidding. Keanu Reeves will be back for part five. And for those of you who really can't get enough of John Wick, the franchise is planning more content in the form of TV shows. Studios and producers are hoping the film will be ready for a late 2026 release. Travis Kelce Swift is on a roll. It was recently announced he will play a loose cannon police officer opposite another loose cannon police officer in a film titled Loose Cannons. The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, as confirmed by Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. Kelce will play a loose cannon cop. Just kidding again. Kelce is on record as saying he would do anything to be in this movie, even date someone only moderately successful like Taylor Swift. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, August 26th, with Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. Glad to be with you behind the mic once again here on a beautiful Monday. It is hot. Excessive heat warnings out for most, if not all, of the state. Take care of yourself. Stay out of the sun. And in general, hydrate. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking there before the break about Democrats doing something innovative, and I think this is fan-dang-tastic. Going to, I'll call them, I know for a lot of people it's not alternative, but I'll call them, for people of a certain age like Todd, alternative news sources such as TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And that the Democratic National Committee invited all these content creators using vertical video, not like the horizontal video you see in your TV, but vertical video, almost like you would just take a quick picture on your phone. And how this is presented matters to people who use these sources, like TikTok. More than 200 social media content creators at this year's Democratic National Convention to appeal to a younger audience. Question to you, where do you get your news from? Is it traditional television, radio, newspaper, online, Facebook, TikTok? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jack up in beautiful Merrimack. Jack, it's a hot one on the old Wisconsin River today. What say you, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Definitely time for a good swim.
Right? Absolutely.
Anyway, so where do I get my news from? Well, the answer is a variety pack. One place I do not do news with is Fox News, because they've admitted they've been lying, and their guy Tucker Carlson admitted lying. They've been judged liable for lying. So I don't listen to them, but I have been on Fox Business News. And generally speaking, they're pretty factual, because I think the business community won't accept anything less. But I also, of course, obviously listen to a lot of civic media, because I'm on your show here on occasion. NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. I've got a paid subscription to Washington Post and Business Insider, I listen to a lot of stuff, watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the legitimate media, I would call them.
So, that's great. I mean, and just to clarify, Jack, for people that might not follow this as closely as you or I, when you say that Fox News has admitted to lying, what you're referring to, correct me if I'm wrong, is the sworn deposition in court under oath in a federal courtroom in which Fox News admitted that they were giving out false, erroneous information on the air in order to get ratings in regards to the 2020 election, about it being quote unquote stolen, which has been proven it was not, and about the Dominion voting machines. So everybody from Sean Hannity to, as you said, Tucker Carlson, other, when put under oath in a federal courtroom, admitted under oath that what they were saying was lies.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to. And they lost the big, defamation suit, as I recall, almost $1 billion.
Yeah, 700 and some odd million dollars.
Right.
Right.
Which is penny ante to them with their, when they get their their money from their ratings and such. But nonetheless, if you listen to those guys, you really can't believe anything they say, because it just, they double down on stuff if it's false. Unlike the legitimate media, they don't make corrections, they don't make apologies, they just either keep on saying it or it just sort of disappears.
And so, also, also your point, Jack, and I appreciate you bringing this up. And I don't watch a lot of it. There was one time in my life when I did, but Fox News Business, particularly Neil Cavuto, he stays pretty much between the rails. And I mean, we had a cut on last week where he was talking to people and saying, look, this was Trump who killed the border deal. These were Republicans who killed them. This is Neil Cavuto on Fox News Business. Also, the other part of Fox that a lot of people don't know or understand, oddly enough, or maybe not oddly, their polling department, their polling and their election night desk department are kind of offshoots from Fox News proper. And Fox News polls, remember, it was Fox News who called Arizona first for Joe Biden, which was partly what infuriated Trump. So the Fox News election desk people and the Fox News poll people, they're different than that.
Yeah, I also like their entertainment channels that they've got. That's a lot of fun to watch sometimes.
And sometimes the most entertainment is Fox News itself, as it turns out.
Yeah.
All right, Jack. Right, fiction, exactly right. Always appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much, Jack and Merrimack. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Where do you get your news from? Where is your trusted news source? Len, listening on WMDX here in Madison, Len says, quote, I believe it's important to get your news from varied and multiple sources and sites. Trust, but verify, unquote. Could not agree more, Lynn. Anybody knows me, I usually keep my phone in my hot little hand. And again, I'm on Twitter constantly, but I use it as an aggregator for trusted news, such as BBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Capital Times, Wisconsin State Journal, WISC-TV, Channel 58 TV, WTMJ. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so I'm looking at all of that all the time. And to Jack's point and others, you look at all of this and say, okay, well, if all these people are agreeing on this, that I feel pretty good about that. If there are certain things where half those people are disagreeing, well, then I better look further into it before I report it or talk about it on this show.
That's kind of what I do as well, aside from watching NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, because my roommate loves it.
Oh, well, and you know, as I've talked on this show, a longtime fan of the old CBS News, and then for a long time, I was also a fan of Peter Jennings and World News Tonight. And also when Charles Gibson took over after Peter Jennings' untimely death due to cancer. They had Bob Woodruff and Elizabeth Vargas take over as a dual team, and then that didn't work out. And so after about a few months, and so they got Charles Gibson, who was fantastic. And then Diane Sawyer came along and took over the anchor chair at ABC, which I'm nothing. I think Diane Sawyer is a great interviewer, but it that's when it all started with this right now, right here, right now. We're going to take you there right now, happening right now. And it felt rushed. And I'm not a rushed kind of guy when it comes to things like that. And so, I go back and forth between David Muir and ABC and Norah O'Donnell. But big shakeup, by the way. Norah O'Donnell is stepping down after the election. And John Dickerson, who I absolutely love and adore as a journalist and anchor person, John Dickerson and I believe Maurice Dubois are taking over as co-anchors of the CBS Evening News. And they're moving it back to New York City from Washington, D.C., where it should be. So I'm very happy about that. Off of the Facebook stream here, Tony says, "Hi, Todd. I get my news from like Jack, business."
Agreeing with Jack.
Oh, like Jack. Got it. Okay, Business Insider, CBS, and ABC. Also AP or AssociatedPress.com and National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, Time Magazine, but not the opinion section. All right. See, that's the way to go, in my opinion. The more different sources we're looking at, the better we can understand. On WLAK, Lake Air Radio, up in beautiful Amory, this caller says, which Republican sources do you suggest listening/reading to keep in the loop on their news and doings? Boy, that's a great question. I follow on Twitter. I follow Bill McCoshin. Former chief of staff for Tommy Thompson and one-time secretary of commerce. He's not a news source, but he has opinion and you know, I think as a legit Republican, there's not a lot left, but I always respect Bill's opinion. In terms of news sources, boy, I guess Fox News Business, Neil Cavuto, is still somewhat reasonable in my opinion. But beyond that, I mean, all these people on Newsmax and OWN, and it's just not accurate most of the time, or it's exaggerated or taken out of context. And so, yeah. Sean, listening on WRCE back in the hometown of Richland Center, says, quote, I listened to David Muir of ABC on National News, Channel 3 News, local CBS affiliate out of Madison at 10 p.m. locally. I'm in my 50s, so I'm a bit old-fashioned when it comes to news. Well, you and me both, Sean. Oh, and during the day, I listen to the Todd Allball Show. Well, right there, God love you. He's the best caller of the day, best listener. No, we appreciate that. And this is why I wanted to ask the question, because I do think that people of a certain age, I grew up, my earliest days of watching news was with my grandparents at the farm on the black and white TV watching Uncle Walt, as he was known, Walt, the late great Walter Cronkite, on the CBS Evening News. And for those that don't know, Cronkite ended every one of his broadcasts with the phrase, "And that's the way it is. I'm Walter Cronkite, CBS Evening News." And what Walter Cronkite said, "And that's the way it is," you trusted him. That's the way it is. That's the news.
It's crazy how news has become so much less profitable, mm-hmm. and people don't care as much, and people want their confirmation bias. They don't want to necessarily know the truth. They want to hear something they agree with.
And I think that's a lot of it, is that people, instead of seeking out in the days of Walter Cronkite, when you tuned in to a trusted news source and he said, that's the way it is, whether you like it or not, I'll add that, right? Now, so many of us want to get in a news silo and simply hear what we want to hear, what we want to believe. We don't want someone to tell us that's the way it is unless we agree with it. And there are so many sources now for news, some legit, some not. And so we get into these silos instead of listening to people who are going to tell us good or bad or ugly what it actually is. Andrew in Maine, listening on WAUK, says, just tuning in, I get my news from Greg Bach on Matt Nair on Air from 10 until 12 noon every weekday, and also on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm reading it like he wrote it. And
now you're just combining shows, because that's how Todd says it.
All right. And available on the free Civic Media app. We have not paid Andrew for this promotion, but we appreciate it, Andrew. We appreciate it greatly. So we'll continue to do this. And I know we talked to some content creators down at the Democratic National Convention. I think this is very smart because, again, part, and I want to emphasize the word part, also Rob listening on watching on Facebook back in Richland Center, I also think it's about trust. We believe who we trust, he says, unquote. I think that's absolutely right. And that was the magic of Walter Cronkite, is that he gave you the news, or at least we believed he did, unvarnished. I believe Peter Jennings did that at ABC News. Just the unvarnished news, the way that it is. And I think Rob's absolutely right. It's who you trust. And that's one of the things that's been so important since day one at this program. It's why we have the tagline, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. I'm a former Republican who left the party. I don't belong to any party these days. Haven't since 2011. And when we see a news story that's might be against a Republican candidate, we're going to tell you about that. When we see something that's against a Democratic candidate, we're going to tell you about that. We want to build that trust, so when you tune into this program, you know that we're not taking an intentional bias here in what we bring you. Bringing you the facts, as they said on Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. Joe Friday, along with Aaron Zommers. It's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Come back, wrap things up here on the Allball Show for a Monday, right here, as Andrew said, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on Civic Media. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from CBS News Radio or ABC News Radio, depending upon your fine station you're listening to across Civic Media, followed by a weather and sports update, and then the Maggie Dawn. Pardon me. Hiccup there. Sorry about that. You know it's live when Todd starts doing the hiccups. Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, along with the fantastic Brian Kelly. And by the way, just a shout out in particular to Brian Kelly doing yeoman's work down in the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Maybe it was because it's his town, Chicago. Maybe he was happy to have his food and his people there with him. But Brian Kelly helping out on our show, doing engineering and making it sound great. And then he was doing the same thing and co-hosting with Maggie Dawn, a consummate professional, Brian Kelly.
Yes, Brian, thank you, engineering team on the spot there at the DNC.
We appreciate it very much. And so he and Maggie will be along after the top of the hour at 2 o'clock here. By the way, people, with Andrew saying you have a Civic Media Radio Network, I lifted that. If you want to know where that came from, big fan of CBS, it used to be called CBS This Morning. Charlie Rose, Norah O'Donnell, and Gail King. And then Charlie Rose got himself into some trouble during the Me Too movement, and they got rid of him. And it's never really been the same since, unfortunately. And then on the weekend, you would have Anthony Mason along with, I can't say her name. Now she's on Showtime and The Circus. I had it right on the tip of my tongue. Again, mad cow disease. But Anthony Mason on CBS This Morning Saturday, he would, during the outro, he would say, "You're watching CBS This Morning Saturday." That was a thing. And so that's, I just lifted it from that, made it CBS or made it Civic Media Radio Network. Some of the best things in broadcasting are stolen or lifted, you understand?
Same thing with music.
But like at least I admit it.
Yeah, exactly. And again, same thing with music. At least those great composers admit it. Oh yeah, that's stolen, but it works perfectly. So why reinvent the wheel?
Right. Where do you get your news from? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lynn in Oconomowoc listening on WAUK. We can't say it anymore, but I'll say the Shaw. Lynn in Oconomowoc, how are you? We're not supposed to say the Shaw anymore because they're going for the big Nielsen things and it's all very complicated and it's all about keeping listeners and identifying things. But you're in the Shaw. So Lynn, what do you got to say?
Well, I started with PBS a long time ago and somehow got hooked into TYT, the Young Turks.
Oh yes.
I'm a subscriber. Subscribe to Free Speech TV.
All right.
Saw Stephanie Miller on there who said she was appearing in Madison.
Yes.
Attended your event there and got hooked into Civic. I start with Pat Kreitlow at 6 o'clock
That's
in the
great.
Morning now.
Yes.
And I'm pretty much on Civic all day long. And then catch up with Pod Save America of Crooked Media on the weekends, and I'm a subscriber there. I also subscribe to the Milwaukee Journal and New York Times.
Wow. Good. So see, this is fantastic.
That, time is pretty full.
That's
and
great.
I always have you streaming. I do a lot of driving, and I always have Civic Media on my radio.
Well, that's great. We appreciate that, Lynn. And thanks for sharing that, because it helps us understand our audience. And and my friends say I'm somebody in the media who loves media, and I'm just very, very fascinated by what people watch, listen to, and read. So thanks for sharing that, Lynn. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. 855-752-4842. We didn't get to it today, but this story from a while back in the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee. I want to get this out there. Statistics show the dangerous physical effects of extreme heat on the body. Heat-related deaths rose from 1,700 in 2022 to more than 2,300 in 2023, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last summer, rates of emergency room visits for heat-related illnesses jumped substantially, according to the report. Emergency room visits for mental health-related concerns also increased as temperatures got hotter, according to research by Amerta, I'm sorry, I can't say that name very well, but anyway, it's Boston University School of Public Health, Environment, and Health Department. I guess the point in that, I just want to remind people in these conditions, whether it's road rage or somebody at the grocery store, heat makes us more irritable. And people who are struggling with mental health conditions, even more so. So just pack your patience and be understanding of our friends and neighbors, and we'll get through these next few days. Let's go quickly to Nick in Lake Mills. Nick, thanks for calling in. I know you had another quick topic here before we leave. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I was just curious as what we're doing to make sure that on November 6th, we're certifying elections. I know that Trump's not going to go quietly. Going to be appeals, it's going to be recounts, court challenges, but what are we doing in advance knowing that he's going to probably try to steal this election again or claim that there was fraud with plan 2025 and all that? How do we make sure that our elections, that we get certified in our counties so the state gets certified?
Sure. I appreciate the call, Nick. Kind of short on time today. We're going to get into this more in another show, but the very quick answer is vote. As Obama says, don't boo, vote. I mean, that's really the key. Each of us needs to vote, make sure we're registered ahead of time, and then vote, and do that for our friends and family and neighbors. Vote, number one. Number two, remember that in Wisconsin, the Secretary of State does not certify its the commission, which has been proven did an excellent job in 2020. It's largely the same people are going to be there in 2024. And then have trust in your friends and neighbors. Again, all these accusations of election fraud, which are unfounded, it's a scare tactic. Ask yourself, the person, your friend and neighbor that you know when you go to your polling place, do you trust them? You probably know them. They're probably in your neighborhood. And they're all really great folks. Yes, Donald Trump and his legal team, if they legitimately lose the election, are still going to try to file things through the courts. We know that. But there's not a whole lot that you or I can do on a daily basis. That's going to be left up to the larger attorneys and things, right? Have confidence in our election system and remind our friends and neighbors and family that the last election was free and fair and accurate, and that Donald Trump lost and Joe Biden won. Keep emphasizing that fact and vote. We'll talk more about it next on next show. Mr. Zomers, great work as always. We appreciate you. And also all of our great callers, Mr. Luke Mathers, for giving us those Brewer tickets just about a bit outside. The movie premieres on September 13th. Stay now for tune now for Maggie, Dawn, and Brian Kelly. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On our next show, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we'll be talking to Jim Santel about what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Join us.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.